Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a special schus for my beloved friend. May your simcha stronger shlita. Bracha v'hatzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yadav u'v'chol mishpachta. We're going to be learning b'siyata d'shmaya, the Sefer Shem Yishmuel. And I thought the best place to start would be at the beginning. Parashas Bereishis, Shnas Tov Reish Ayin Aleph. 1911. It's a difficult time for the Jewish people. It's a difficult time for the world. And the Shem Yishmuel is sitting at his tish, saying Torah to the Hasidim. Because we don't let the waves of the time stop us from our spiritual climb. So he quotes the Medrash Rabbah, the Medrash Rabbah, Rabbi Chama Pasuk Hagu Sigi Mikesef. It says in the pasuk that when you Pasuk and Mishlei, then when you remove the dross from the silver, then a kli will come out for the silversmith. So you have to remove the dross, the impurities from the silver. That's the pasuk. That's how Rabbi Chama opened up. Amar Lazar b'shem Rabbi Yankif, Mashal lambati shahaisa malaya mayim, v'hayu bashnei diuskusim naim. This is a mashal to a bathtub that's filled with water, and in this bathtub there were two nice diuskusim, which the Mefarish on the Medrash says means a table, two nice tables. As long as it was filled with water, they couldn't see the work of the diuskusim. When they removed the water, then you could see these tables. So as long as there was tovavohu, you couldn't see the malach of shemayim v'aretz, the heavens and the earth, because the world was just a state of chaos. But when the tovavohu, this chaos, was uprooted from the world, then the work of the heavens and the earth was able to be seen. Gracious Baruch Hu came to Shemayim v'Saretz v'Aretz Ha'isa Tovavo Choshah Pnei Tama was Tovavo. But when this Tovavo was removed, then we could see the Shemayim and Aretz. V'yatzu L'tzarev Kli Nasu Kelim. And that's the end of the Pasuk. V'yatzu L'tzarev Kli. So once you remove the Dross, which is the Tovavo, the impurities, then the Kli is going to come out for the silversmith. Nasu Kelim. And they became kelim. Hado d'chtiv. That's what it means when it says in the pasuk, "Vayechulu hashemayim v'aretz v'chol tzvaam," that God completed the heavens and the earth and all the hosts. Ad kan divrei hamedrash. So, as we've said before, chassidus svarim generally are pirushim on the medrash. Just give you pshat in the medrash because the medrashim are so hard to understand, and they give us insight not only as to what it means, but also to help us in our avodas Hashem. So, explain to the Shem Yishmuel. Hine kol bria pratis mibrias shemayim v'aretz terem bo yom shabbos haya kol prat uprat bifnei atzmo ke yachaser bem koach ha'ma'achid osa. Every specific particular bria from the what was created in the heavens and the earth before Shabbos came, each prat was bifnei atzma. The world was made up of many distinct, different details. Because they didn't have this koach that was me'ached, that would unite them. But when Shabbos came, ach kasher bo yom ha-Shabbos v'b'chol b'ria pratis ruach nafshi v'ya Shabbos k'mo ha-nefesh ba'odem chai. Comes Shabbos, every specific bria now got a soul, a spirit. And Shabbos was like the soul of a human being. Shavas vayi nafash. What's vayi nafash? Now the world has a nefesh. Now the world has a soul which unites everything. Ukamo ruach chayim sheba odam. Sheha nefesh yiskalus kol eivarim. V'chol eivar masig koyach kloli al yoda. And it's like the living spirit of man. What is the soul of man? that encompasses everything. Teda, she'ain suma molit suma. Why doesn't a blind person have a child who's blind? They're blind people, all lein rachmana litzlan. We have children who can see. That's the usually the case. Why is that? If he's blind, why doesn't he pass it on to his child? The answer is that he's passing on to his child the koach klali. So he's missing out on this specific koach of being able to see. But the koach nafshi, the general koach, he's giving over to his child, and that includes sight. So his child gets sight. That's what he passes on. Vim lo haisa, baruch chayim hayakolei rifnei atzma. If not for this living spirit, then each limb would be independent. Ve'ein zechibur ki chiburei ochli kemanda mifriz dami. And this isn't a connection, because he quotes a Gemara that the chiburim, the connection of food, is like it's disconnected. In other words, if not for the spirit of the human being, which creates one organic whole, we would all be just distinct limbs which have nothing to do with each other. So that's the human being. And it's beautiful how our body interacts. That's the miracle of the human body. How everybody is working together. It's so harmonious. And that is what it means when it says Vayichulu. That the whole Bria, the Gansa Bria, became one cloud. We've had Shirman this Fasemis is Bidyuk, the same Nakuda, it's Maritik. That the Vayichulu is everything became a Kli, everything became one vessel, one united vessel. Shabbos Raza Dechot. It's the secret of one, it's oneness, it's bringing everything together, and that happened at the end. That happened at the time of Vayichulu. V'zesh ha'kosav v'medrash rabba nasa kli. The kli hainu klau. The kli is klau. It's this general, overriding principle that unites everything. That's Shabbos. Lo kishivrei kelim shekolcha b'fnei atzma. I like broken utensils that each one is to itself. And that's what it means when it says when the Tovavo was uprooted. Because what's this Medrash saying? That when the Tovavo was removed, then the Bria was seen. And when was this? The Medrash says this was on Shabbos. The work of the heaven and the earth was seen on Shabbos. That was when it was completed. Vayatzel etzayrif kli, vayichulu this kli. It's beautiful. But wait a second. Tov avo was removed on the first day. It was uprooted on the first day at the beginning. Shabbos, last I checked my calendar, is on the seventh day. So what does it mean when the Medrash says that when the Tov avo was uprooted, all of a sudden the Bria became visible Vayichulu Hashemayim V'aretz on the seventh day. Tovu Vavu was uprooted on the first day. Achu Adavar She'amarnu D'az Ba'olam Ruach Chayim V'Shleimus HaBriyah. There's the Hefech Tovu Vavu. Right, there was all these pratim that were created in the first 6 days. But the Klal HaBriyah, when everything came together, that was only on Shabbos. V'im Kenat Shabbos Shapir Nikor Shel HaNekor Tovu Vavu Min HaOlam. And therefore on Shabbos it's called that the Tovu Vavu has not yet been uprooted from the world. V'hine yadua, sha'olam shana nefesh heim v'maskoines achas. It's well known that olam shana nefesh are all in one form. We know that the world, it says in Sefer Yitzira, b'har Sinai kulo ashan, it's filled with smoke. Ashan is Rosh Tevis, olam shana nefesh. That everything is found on three levels. The level of olam. Olam is the world, that is space, shana is a year, is time, and nefesh is person. So in the Sfarim, they try to find expressions on all three levels, olam, shana, nefesh. And they're all, you're going to find everything, b'maskonas achas, in one structure, one form, different ways, different expressions. U'kamo b'chol olam haklali kein b'chol ish prati. And just like in the general world, so to each individual. Hamoach v'alev him keneged shamayim v'aretz. Moach b'chinas shamayim. V'lev b'chinas aretz. So you have the brain and you have the heart. The brain is like the Shamayim. The heart is like the earth. Brain is heaven, heart is earth. The Yishav Hadas, who is Kalalus Moach Velev. And what is Yishuv Hadas? Yishuv Hadas is when they come together. Is when the Moach and the Lev are united. Shehamoach Meir Lalev. The brain, the intellect, shines to the heart, to the seat of emotion. Ve'alevu Melech Ha'ivarim. And what was the king of all limbs, what gives life to all limbs, is the heart. It's pumping blood everywhere. Valdei Yishuv Hadas Nasa Kol Klal Echad. Uvelode Yishuv Hadas Nikrashu Tovavo. If there's no Yishuv Hadas, if a person doesn't have a settled mind, if there's no harmony between the brain and the heart, that's called Tohu Vavohu. So what do we have here? We have in the Olam, we saw that there's this notion of Tohu Vavohu, right? But we said it also has to be expressed in Shana Nefesh. So the Shami Shmuel is explaining now how this is expressed in the Nefesh. How is it expressed in the Nefesh? When a person is a Yichud, this unity between the heart and the mind, that's Yishuv Hadas, that's beautiful. But when there's no unity, there's no Yishuv Hadas, when a person is not settled, you know what that's called? That's called Tohu Vavohu. So in a human being, Tohu Vavohu is when there's no Yishuv Hadas, there's no harmony between the brain and the heart. And the Medrash Rabbah says, what's Bohu? Bohu is Malchus Madai. Bohu is the kingship of Madai. What does it say about Bohu? About Madai? Shenemar, Vayavhilu es Haman. What does it mean, Vayavhilu es Haman? Vayavhilu es Haman means that they quickly brought him. It's Choser Yishuv Hadas. This Choser Yishuv Hadas best expresses who Haman was. Vayavhilu beholo. That's Haman. And that's Malchus Madai. And that, Chazal tell us, is Vabohu. In other words, this chaos, this lack of Yishuv Hadas in the world is expressed in person by Haman, who's Vayavhilu. And the counter to that is Yishuv Hadas. If you want to beat Haman, don't be B'Bahala. We live in a world of Bahala. People are running here and they're running there and they're so nervous in their tents. Looking at their machines, called me, why I have to call, emailed me, why I have to go. It's traffic, hustle and bustle. It's very little Yishuv Hadas. Very little. Talk to somebody, he's busy, he's rushing. Of Yishuv Hadas. V'nei b'Shabbos k'siv l'das ki ini Hashem mikadishchem. U'kumo b'chlal abriya k'shabo Shabbos nekar tov avo. U'kumo k'enu ba'odem ha'prati. So in Shabbos it says to know that I am Hashem who sanctified you. And just like in the klal abriya, when Shabbos comes, tov avo is uprooted. U'kumo k'enu ba'odem ha'prati. So just like in the world, there's no more Tov Avoh on Shabbos, Vayechul Shemayim Baretz, everything is a kli, everything is together, everything is one, everything is working great, there's no more chaos. So to in man, it happens on Shabbos. And then the two diskusim noim are shown. Says the Shem Yishmo, you know what the diskusim noim are? The moach and the leif. That's what happens on Shabbos. On Shabbos, Shemayim and Aretz. Shemayim, the Moach. Aretz, the Lev. The Tov Avoh is uprooted. And on Shabbos, the person has Yishuv Hadas. L'das, ki ani Hashem mikadishchem. To know that I am Hashem who sanctified you. That's the Yishuv Hadas that we have. The L'das, ki ani Hashem mikadishchem. Now, the associations that these Gaonim and Tzaddikim make often boggles my mind. Now, they thought they got this, that, that, that. They say, Pshat Medrash. Beautiful. So So on Shabbos, you see the two diuskas noim, that on Shabbos there should be a time that your intellect and your emotion, everything is good, it's settled, it's working together, happy, relaxed. V'zeh yuvan maimar ari, zau, techeit odem arishan hayish lahimtim b'zivugo ad Shabbos. And midas ken men farshtein vos zokt heilig Arizal. The Arizal says that the chait of Adam Arishan was that he didn't wait to have relations with Chava until Shabbos. Hainu, debim hayamam timat Shabbos hayzecholol of das de kedusha. If he would have waited to have beer with his wife on Shabbos, then he would have had das de kedusha. Ki Shabbos he das. We said before, la das keni Hashem ekadishcha. Talking about Shabbos. Shabbos is das. Shabbos is knowledge. It's understanding. And when he wasn't waiting, k'shelo himtin, cholol of das tov v'ra, because he didn't wait, the das tov v'ra came upon him. Had he waited, then he wouldn't have had das tov v'ra, because he didn't wait. He had das tov v'ra, and that's not the proper das. So this relates again to what we're saying, that Shabbos is a time of proper das. L'das k'ani Hashem ekadishcha. And Adam HaRishon didn't have be at the proper time. He had a time, he had a time of lack of das. U'lefi ha'amar yuvan ma she'amru chazal. And based on what we said, we can explain the chazal. What do Chazal say? Chazal say that Shabbos mevia geula le'olam. Shabbos brings geula to the world. Dine amaral kosav achilik bein gola le'gola. De gola behe ve'adalad shebe hey mor le'pizur shebe dalad ruchos ve'alef u'achibur shema achid. So what's the difference between geula and gola? Between Golus and Geula, what's the difference? The difference is the Aleph and the Hay. Gola has a Hay. What is a Hay? A Hay is made up of a Dalet and then a line inside the Dalet. So Maral explains that the Hay is four. A Dalet is four. So that's the four directions, that's everything spreading out. And the Aleph is the chibur that's ma'achet. The Aleph is the connection that brings everything together. In other words, geula is Aleph, is everything coming together. It's the achdus. And the gola is pizur. Everything is spread out. Ulahanal sheshabbos hu nefesh habria shemechaberet kol habria lios klal echod ulekach mevia geula. Now we understand why Shabbos brings the geula. Because what does Shabbos do? Shabbos makes the entire creation into one klal. And what did the Maharal say to us in Golus and Geulis? Golus is pizur, spread around, and geula is everything comes together. And that's exactly what Shabbos is. So Shabbos brings everything together. So we understand how this medrash b'siyata d'shmaya that was tov avo, we didn't see the diskusim noim, we didn't see the moach and the lev, and the shemayim ba'aretz, it was nekar, tov avo, then we got to shemayim ba'aretz, we got to the moach and the lev. And that happens dafka on Shabbos when there's this unity between the two. And there's proper das. Adam Rishon didn't wait for Shabbos. And Shabbos brings geula olam because Shabbos unites everything. Okay, so we did the first shtickel of the Shem Yishmuel in Parashas Bereishis. A few more thousand to go. Hashem should give us the koach and the moach and the simchas chayim and the financial means and everything else that we need in order to be able to continue giving the shiurim. And we should be zochel ilmod ulami lishma v'lasu l'kaim is called every samal terasa b'yahavo. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.